hope is more. Akrura, when he wanted to enter Vrindavan Dham, he thought, I am very unqualified. I am coming from Kamsa. How I can enter Vrindavan? But hope is there. Why hope is there? Because Krishna is merciful. Generally, the devotees are like bullet. But if the bullet alone has no effect, if there is some bullet, any effect will be there. But when it is in the revolver, it is very powerful. So bullet is compared like us, and revolver is the spiritual master. Okay, so we should be in the hands of the spiritual master. So when we are in the hand of the spiritual master, we will become very powerful. That is the secret of success. We should try, but at the same time we should completely depend on the mercy of the spiritual master, and that is the secret of success. It's the process of dependence, right? Then Krishna will come to help. So I tell a nice story that Draupadi was in the process of getting disrobed, right? So she was trying to protect her and also praying. So that time Krishna was in Dwaraka and he was with Rukmini Devi. Then Rukmini Devi said, Draupadi is in lot of difficulty, why you are not going? He said, okay, I will go. So I am thinking how I will go. He said, come on, you go with Garuda. Take the help of Garuda and go. He said, no, Garuda is little slow. So Garuda slow? He said, yes. How come? When Gajendra was praying, I was riding on Garuda and flying. And I was telling Garuda, go fast, go fast. She could not go fast and he fainted. And I had to carry Garuda. So I don't trust Garuda. Then in the meantime, Krishna disappeared. Then after some time, Krishna came back. He said, where did you go? He said, I went to Hastinapur to help Draupadi. He said, you are telling how we'll go? Then immediately, how did you go? He said, I was just talking to you to pass the time. He said, why? Because I was seeing that Draupadi is praying for me, but at the same time she was also trying in one hand, and other hand praying. She was not completely surrendered. So when she became completely surrendered, gave up his own endeavor with his two hands, when he cried out, when that cry, the tears came out from her eyes for the intense help from me, then I took that tears from her eyes as the vehicle to reach her. So tears of the devotees are the fastest medium for the Lord to reach the devotees. So therefore we have to cry out for the help of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Prabhupada, one of Prabhupada's disciples has said that our movement is a crying movement, not external cry, like Sahajiyas, is a cry of the heart. So but our heart is so hard. He said, Pashan hole gole jeto, Hidai Pashan golonari. One of the Bengali poet, Vaishnava poet, has written that if my heart is made of stone, it would have been melted. But my heart is worse than stone. I think it is made of steel. Everything is steel nowadays. So steel is very difficult to melt. So therefore, we have to cry. And he said, If you cannot cry, then you can pray to the Lord, "My dear Lord, by chanting your name I should cry. But my heart is so hard, I cannot cry." And in that process you should cry. That I cannot cry. That at some point you have to cry. Without crying for help, it is very, very difficult to attract the attention of the Lord. Desperate for the help of the Lord. But as long as I have the confidence, I can do it. That is the difficulty all we have. And in that process, it becomes very tough. But when you depend on the Lord, then things become very easy. So that's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur is telling, when that day will come, that I will give up my own endeavor and I will completely depend on the mercy of you. And that is the perfection of our life. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, in continuation of this example, what you say of Draupadi, but we see, we generally preach or we hear this Damodar Leela, where these two fingers are generally referred as one finger that we should endeavor for Krishna's mercy, then Krishna should give his mercy. So how do it looks little contradiction.
In Krishna consciousness, nothing can be contradictory. So that is also true. But Mother Yashoda could bind Krishna. We have to have our endeavor. But we should not depend on our endeavor. That is the secret. It doesn't mean we know mercy. No chanting from tomorrow anyway. Prabhu said when mercy will flow. So that day we can cry. It's not like that. We have to try. But we should not think that only by my endeavor things will be manifested. That is the secret. We have to endeavor. At the same time, we have to completely depend on the mercy of the Lord. That is the consciousness. Very difficult. That is the art. And when we have that kind of consciousness, it's easy to advance in Krishna consciousness. And that really attracts Krishna. But how to do that? Depending on our consciousness. Endeavor, but depending on the Lord. Very difficult, no? Endeavor means I feel I will achieve by my endeavor. Otherwise, no endeavor. But in between this concept, endeavor, but dependent on Krishna. That is the philosophy of Gaudiya Vaishnavas. And in that process, things become very easy. Okay? Then, we'll end today. But I like to end with some nice kirtan. Udhar Kirti Bhu should, yes. Why not? He doesn't want to talk. He'll talk tomorrow. Everything will be revealed tomorrow.
Hare Krishna, on behalf of our Siksha Guru, His Grace Vijay Venugopal Prabhu and Her Grace Prema Patmini Mataji.